Oh, hold up, hold up. What the? All right.
Vibes.
Ah.
Come on.
Here we go.
Pipe up.
No, 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 no.
We can't do that.
He's canceled. He's canceled. But the song is still good. Bro, I didn't even understand. I did not know that Joe Budden was on this track.
Joe Budden's
on this.
Not the guy who's running for president.
Oh yeah, not, don't get confused with Joe Biden. We're talking about Joe Budden.
Budden.
Joe Budden. Pump it up. You got the best of me doing what you doing. Up in the VIP doing what you doing. Girl, I'm about to buy you anything you want. Put you in the coupe and take your pretty ass home. Last call for alcohol. You know how we do.
We gotta run the coke.
All right. We starting off the vibes. Good day today. Good still. It's a Sunday fun day, yo.
It's Sunday fun day.
Party at my crib. That's the after till 6 in the morning. Drinks and laughter. I'm not gonna lie. By 6 in the morning, I'll probably be asleep. I'm not gonna stay up that late to party.
6 in the morning, bro. I'm out here.
Maybe you, not me.
Give me some coffee and I'm good to go. You know how we do in the club.
Hold on, let me get Joe Budden in this. Yo, Joe Budden, get in here, yo.
Oh, he's calling my dad?
Where is he? Yo, hold up. I can spot you out the corner of your eye. Just you wanna ride you. Looking at Poppy like, That's sick, yo. Imagine a girl looking at you and you're just going like, That's some sick shit right there.
The pickup, like, It's all good, baby. You know where I'm at, right? Case you need me to go put it on your backside. Only if you act right. Damn it, you doing it, doing what you doing. You doing it to me. I picture you doing it to me like that. Hurt my head.
She's like, like, yo. Calm down, Joe Budden. Yo. SL Wagon. You rather the rib jump on for the XL Magnum. Damn it, you doing it. You and your friend. And next weekend, if you're lucky, we could do it again.
I honestly thought that. I literally thought this was a fucking Debbie song. Oh, it is.
Up in a place we come on.
Oh, you got it in there. To all the firing got out there.
I honestly did not know that track was this right here. I did not know that this track came from that.
Yeah, this,
or like that track came from this, or this track came from that. I did not know.
What? Let it mind blown. Paul Raven.
This was by far the track of high school.
100%.
This track was the shit in high school. Like, it was everywhere.
Everywhere. You get your heart broken, you play this song.
You're just jamming, you're just listening to the song.
You listen to the song.
Like, yo, yep, you're coca, man. You're coca. Honestly, I just need Joe Budden now to be in this. I'm like, imagine Joe Budden on this. Like, he's like, I see you looking at me, girl. Like, like
all the uncles at the party. What the hell was this, yo? Too much wiles.
Woo! We are back.
It's another episode
of the You've Been Notified podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's great.
That's great. That's bloody great.
How is everything today, guys?
Yo.
A1, tip top condition.
Bas, tali janda.
Oh, man.
Kalavich.
Huh?
Huh? What? This guy's Joe Budden right now. Yo, that's a sick line, yo. I'm not gonna lie. That imagine just that line.
I see you
looking at Poppy like why is she going like why is she doing that?
She has something in the throat, like trying to take it.
When I heard that the first time, I was like, yo, this guy's sick, man.
What the fuck? That's weird.
Like, yo, you just like, can't she just be looking at you like regularly? Like, yo, just
and
looking just, at
can't
you.
Say hi?
Nah, just looking at you, and then all of a sudden he's like, you're looking like, oh, I'm like, whoa, it's too much bass in your voice, yo. You cannot be doing that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yo, Joe Budden is crazy, man. I love that guy.
A heavy bass.
Yeah, man. Oh, jeez.
All right, so what we got today, guys?
What we got today? Yo, today's Sunday, fun day. But yo, yesterday was a real one's birthday.
My boy, Hezzy.
Young Hezzy. Young Hezzy with the birthday.
Yo, how old are you now?
Quarter century, man. 25.
Quarter century, man. I remember those days.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, let's get back to the birthday boy. Let's get back to him.
Don't know how long ago was that.
Let's go back to the birthday. So what'd you do for your birthday, man?
Bro, I just went out, you know. Just went out, had some food, went for a massage and stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's like that midlife thing. You got to have massages and stuff. Yo.
No, I'm like, yo, I'm 25 now. Got to get a massage.
Oh, my
okay.
God. That's when you're like, you know, all my joints are hurting. Oh, I need to like.
I'm here to ease.
Yeah, you know, you're like your body's aching and shit. It's like, yo, this is a massage time. This is what I need.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That's sick, though. Ow. That's sick.
Bro. I thought I'd have my life together at the stage.
Make Christ life together.
You know when you're like 18 and stuff, you're always like, oh yeah, by the age of 25, I'm going to be married, I'm going to have a good job, I'm going to have this.
Oh, my, yo, those plans that you made in your head are the, like,
those goals never happen.
They don't really happen. Never. There's a very rare chance that something might actually happen like that.
Yeah.
I had plans like that. It didn't work out. I'm like, yo, by 25, I'm going to be driving in a Porsche. that didn't happen.
Whatever, you catch a kid. Frig, yo.
Oh, man.
So you guys watched the presidential debate?
Yeah, yo.
Oh, how'd you think about it?
Oh, it was something interesting. Right? It wasn't even a debate. Right? It wasn't even a debate.
Right, bro, it was like a TV show, bro. I swear to God.
It was reality TV.
Yeah.
Yo, it was like me and my sister fighting over, you know, like back as kids. Yeah. It was like embarrassment to the United States, man.
Oh, my God. That was, I mean, like, okay, look, the presidential debate was something I did not think was a debate at all. It was just something weird.
Yeah.
The vice presidential show. Debate wasn't that bad. It was okay. But yo, I don't know, man. The man's like 70 something and they can't understand. Okay. When the moderator is telling you to like, yo, stop talking. You have two minutes. Right? You have 2 minutes to talk. Stop talking. It's the next man's job. No, they're just going at each other.
Like, I was like, shut the hell up, man.
Man, shut up.
Yeah. He's like, shut up, man.
Yeah,
my knees cracked.
It's a midlife crisis right there.
You gotta get a massage again, buddy.
Oh my God! But like, I thought. Trump went a little bit more personal, though. He took 100%. He took a lot more personal shots.
A lot of low blows.
Yeah, he was talking about his son and the military, shit like that. Everything. Like, he was going in. I feel like the thing was when I was watching the debate, I kept seeing Joe Biden was trying to resist going at like Trump's level.
Oh yeah.
Like Trump, the way he was being aggressive, not aggressive, but just being like aggressive and disrespectful at the same time. He was kind of like pulling Joe Biden in. It's like, I want you to respond now.
He was literally trying to get into his head so he can snap.
That's what it was. It was all about getting into his head. And he did.
Yeah.
As much as he tried not to, he still did it though. It was actually pretty crazy.
Like, shit, I swear to God.
Trump is a, I don't know, man. There's something else. I was watching this documentary. It was on HBO. It came out like I think a couple of weeks ago. It was called the James Clowney or something rule.
Okay.
It was actually a really sick show. It was about the whole 2016 debate. The election with Hillary Clinton and Trump.
Yeah.
Going through like the whole FBI, that whole situation.
I didn't watch that.
It was a two part show, but it was actually really sick. The guy who played Donald Trump, it was some Gleason. That's the guy's name. David Gleason or Don Gleason. I don't know what his name. He looked like Trump. This guy talked like Trump. Oh my God.
Well, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
He killed that role. He killed the role. I need loyalty. That's what he's telling you. Like, they're sitting by themselves at a table in the White House, both of them. He's like, I need loyalty. I need loyalty. You're not getting no loyalty, Trump. I don't think so.
Not today.
Nah, man. I mean, they're saying that there is there another like debate happening between Trump and Biden?
Yeah, it's supposed to happen over like a Zoom call or something. But
I think Trump's saying he doesn't want to do it.
Trump's saying he doesn't want to do it, yeah.
This guy has his own rules.
Zoom election?
The funny thing was, it was his team that put that whole kind of that first debate together. And this guy couldn't even follow his own rules. He set up his whole team, Trump's team, set up that debate. And he couldn't even follow his own rules. Take that in. It was something else. Like, I've never seen a debate like that.
Bro, it was like two kids, man. It was like two kids just fighting.
Yeah, pretty much.
You couldn't take him serious.
And then I watched the vice presidential debate. I watched that as well.
Right.
It was a bit better. It was a little bit better.
It was a little buggy.
Okay, I get it.
It was a little buggy.
Yeah, I mean.
The fly stole. Stole the show.
The fly did. Yo, I remember I was watching it. I was on Twitter the whole time as well. And I see the fly just like pops up.
Yeah,
on,
bro.
It pops up on the Twitter trending shit. I'm like, what the hell?
They animated the fly and he started dancing on the guy's head.
Yeah. Right? There's so many memes that came out afterwards. But I don't know. I feel like here's the thing about this. Joe Biden, I would say like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they're better than Trump and Mike Pence.
In a way.
Wait, I mean, better for America, I'd say. I see, personality wise, as people, I feel like they're better than Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. I don't know. Is America still in a good place even after this?
Nope.
I don't know if they are.
Nope. I'll be honest. No.
Nah, right? Why do you think? Like,
I don't know. Biden already had it, like, he has his bad image ready on him. So from before his past.
See, events. That's the thing. Like, when he was with Barack Obama, mm-hmm. he had a really good personality.
Yeah.
But once you start running in an election, they start digging up old shit. They bring old shit out of the closet. And then that's pretty much what they did with Biden. They brought like this old rule that they had, like they signed and stuff like a long time ago, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't know. I had no idea.
They'll dig up so much dirt behind your back right after.
Yeah. I didn't even know that they had anything like that. But I mean, it's still better than Trump, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
Because with Trump right now, the whole America, it's all divided. But with Biden, I think there will be some changes. I don't know.
United States, more like divided states.
Ooh.
Divided states of America.
That was a bar.
DSA.
That was a bar.
The DSA.
DSA.
Bro, friggin' Trump got coronavirus. And,
yes.
Yeah. And he comes back to the White House within 3 days. What's up with that?
I don't.
Didn't they say
it.
That when he left that hospital, that military hospital, that he was meeting people outside, like his supporters?
Yeah.
How is he allowed to do that?
Like, this guy's not even following the World Health Organization's guidelines for coronavirus. Shouldn't he be self quarantined?
What was that line he said when he came out of the hospital? He's like, "This is something about America." Like,
he said, the doctor said they never seen a body like mine.
Yes, yes.
My DNA.
I'm 20 years younger and stuff
like that. Yeah, my DNA is United States of America.
I was like, what? Get out of here, bro.
What crack is this guy on?
Oh, my God.
No, but okay, think about it. So they say, coronavirus, you got to quarantine for like 14 days or whatever.
14 days, yeah.
And the virus is more harmful to older people.
Yeah.
How's a 74-year-old guy coming out
looking
in
fresh.
3 days? Then, like, meeting is like whatever his supporters, fans, whatever those guys are.
Supposedly they're saying they have that vaccine that they got or something like that. They have a vaccine that's in trial and they use it on him.
So if that vaccine's in trial and he's good, so don't they need that they should be releasing it now?
But that's the thing, it's still in trial. This guy, supposedly what they're saying is that he just used it.
So temp.
It was like a
guinea pig.
I feel like this is all like a marketing ploy. That's what it is.
So if Trump is okay, what about his wife?
I haven't heard nothing about her. Never heard nothing about her.
Even on the news, they're saying that the president is no longer a transmission risk. But like, they don't, they did, they never said like officially that, oh, he's been tested negative for coronavirus.
Like so even the doctors aren't disclosing anything yet.
Yeah, the doctors, they say, oh, he's not a transmission risk, but yeah. but where's the proof? Like, where's the negative test for COVID-19?
Yo, man, they need to pull up the medical proof. They yeah. need to pull up his taxes. Yo, we need to see all this.
All that shit, bro. Then, like, the video of him, like, returning to the White House, it looked like he was struggling to breathe.
Yo, I seen yeah. that video. This guy looked yeah, like he was, like, out of breath when he's talking.
Yeah, he looked like he hit a blunt. He's like, like, he's struggling to breathe. And shit, right?
Yo, something, yeah, something didn't look right with him. Something didn't look right.
He didn't look right. Bro, why is he so orange?
Well, he's great.
You know. I don't know, man. This is what I'm thinking. Right now, he's saying that they have a vaccine that's in trial process. They're working on it right now. Mm-hmm. What if it's not like? Imagine if that vaccine is not really what it's supposed to do. It doesn't really work, right? Like, but you know how he's always going at China. He's like, "Oh, we will beat this China virus. We'll beat the Chinese virus."
It's, yeah.
He's like, China put this on us and stuff. He's always going against China. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now imagine China does come up with a vaccine. They come up with a vaccine first, like a real full-fledged working vaccine.
States not getting it.
The states aren't getting it.
Hell no.
The states are not going to get this vaccine.
Hell no. After the shit he did?
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, yo.
So imagine if China's like giving the vaccine to everyone else. America's not getting that shit. That'd be fucked.
Get your own.
Make your own. Find make your own. Make your own. Make your own vaccine.
Go back to the lab.
I'm pretty sure they will get it, but it's that dollar figure. What's that dollar figure looking like?
No, I don't think so, man.
I don't know.
I don't know if dollars are getting involved.
I don't. Yeah. At this point, right now, I don't think it's gonna be dollars. I think right now this is a. This
it's
is
all about hate.
This is like a attack on their reputation. The way he keeps going after like the Chinese virus, all that kind of shit. Well, I think it's a different situation now.
Money can't fix this.
Nah, I don't think so.
Money can't fix this.
I mean, if it does, then that's kind of crazy.
Kind of fucked up.
if it does fix it, that's kind of crazy. But I don't know, that's man.
Great because, yo, we want the virus out of here.
But I feel like they will share with, I feel like they might share with everyone else. I don't know. But I don't know who's in the lead right now for this vaccine thing. I don't know who's like in the lead to make the vaccine first. But supposedly, I heard, like, I was looking online, they're saying China's, like, almost there.
Almost there?
From what yeah. I heard.
Trudeau's administration is also saying that once the vaccine is approved, that it's going to be free for us Canadians.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you guys going to get the vaccine or not?
I don't even know if I'm getting the flu shot right now, yo. I don't even remember the last time I got a flu shot, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
I don't remember.
Comments are gasping right now.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, you don't get a flu shot?
I don't know, man. I can't remember the last time I got it.
Yo, bro, just drink holiday though, bro. That's it. You're good to go.
I know, right? There's so many dizzy remedies you can do. Yeah. I remember like during wintertime you just have like ginger tea yeah. with a little bit of honey in there. Like you have that all the time.
Or that ginger with salt in it.
When your stomach feels messed up, you have ginger with salt in it, yeah. Other than that, if it's like super cold, like you feel like you're having a fever, like you feel like, yo, just have a little bit of brandy. Yo, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you're blessed.
God, you're good to go, bro. That shit will get you wired up.
But yeah, I'm trying to think of it this way. America with Biden and Kamala, when is the match if they win it? Will they be better?
In some way, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Biden can fix whatever happened, but...
My thing is, like, you look at Biden, Biden has Barack Obama behind him.
Exactly.
They're boys.
Exactly.
Right? They're like, and he's also pretty... I feel like he's cool with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton family as well. Mm-hmm. He has pretty much a whole... Like, he has, like, a pretty good, solid foundation with other...
He has a support group behind him.
I'm pretty sure Trudeau would like him more, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's going to like him more.
100%.
Trudeau, like, I'm not going to lie. People are talking about Trudeau saying, like, oh, like, we're going to go into so much debt and everything like that. But, like, he's still, I'm not going to lie. Trudeau, Ford, they're looking out for all the Canadians.
Yep.
Ford is doing a pretty solid job for all Ontario people right now. As much as I didn't like, to be honest, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't happy when he became.
Yeah, I wasn't happy when he became premier.
You're anti-Ford, eh?
I was in the beginning. Because same. Because like I know a lot of people that were teachers, and I could be like, "Yo, this is not going to be good for the teachers."
Also, yeah, yeah. University funding that he canceled and stuff. Yeah, all that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. But the way he stood up for us, like during this whole Corona COVID situation, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like it kind of changed my opinion on him. Like he's actually doing a really solid job. Trudeau, like I was with Trudeau as well from the start, but like the way he stepped up now. It's actually really good. Like I'm pretty happy with the way like the job Canada's doing right now.
Yeah, yeah. The recent statement that Doug Ford came out with was remember like so this past Friday, just what, like 2-3 days ago, he released that Peel Region and Mississauga and Toronto, they're gonna shut down restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
Like dining in, gyms and stuff. And even when it came to that decision, like John Tory, our mayor, he was saying that, oh, the decision should have been made 2 weeks ago when once we've seen the cases rising and stuff.
Yeah.
But then even like Doug Ford, he says like, oh, this decision wasn't an easy one because he knows how much lives get affected by like
all businesses and
all the businesses and livelihoods of people that have to like unfortunately close their business due to COVID cases rising. Yeah.
Yeah, they take a lot of hit.
Yeah, man. Which is why
a lot of businesses closed down. Yeah. They closed down during this.
And now what? Yeah, so now he's...
That's why he was like, support the local businesses, right? So
exactly, yeah.
And now he's made, what, like $300 million accessible to those businesses that are getting affected, right?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he just made... he just allocated funds, like $300 million.
Man, shout out to Doug Ford, man. Shout out to Trudeau as well. Shout out to Canada, man. I love Canada.
Yeah, but like you see the numbers rising and stuff, and... You see what's happening in the States, like NFL stadiums, they're allowed, like, I think Miami Dolphins.
Miami's the first one, I think.
They're allowed to, like, what's going on in Florida? Like, I see the Nelk boys and stuff, they're out in, shout out to the Nelk boys. But yeah, they're out in Florida, and, like, the clubs and everything are open. They're partying without masks on and stuff. Yeah. The Miami Dolphins, that stadium got approved to allow fans back in, like.
Florida's a wild place.
Yeah.
It's something else over there, for sure. Even during like
they're still partying. Well,
when the COVID thing was going up, like it was just like the beginning, like when everything was shutting down, people were all at the beaches. They're all at the beaches, like partying it up. Like, oh, we're fine, everything's fine. Then their cases shot up like almost like 10,000. All of a sudden,
and even when that happened, they shut the beach.
Oh but, my god!
The NFL players themselves are getting tested positive for Corona. So how are you allowing?
Yeah, wasn't it Cam Newton like 3 weeks ago? That's what I heard. Yeah, 2-3 weeks ago.
Damn.
Yeah, and whoever was in contact with them, apparently they had to take two jets. The teams, they had to travel two jets. Whoever was in contact with Cam Newton traveled on one plane, and whoever was in contact traveled on one plane.
Yo, man, that's crazy, man. I mean, like I love watching sports. I want to see sports, but at the same time, you got to think about the health of the players. I mean, there's a lot of people. I see it on Twitter all the time. I'm on Twitter. Like, I see all this stuff. Some people, they love watching sports just for their fantasy teams or betting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sometimes put the player's health second, but they look at their fantasy and they look at betting first. Mm-hmm. Right?
For sure.
But at a time like this, you got to look at them like, yo, man, you got to be careful. Like, these are people as well. You got to see, like, their health is fine. Like, as much as you really want to see sports as well, like, even when the NBA, they canceled it in the beginning, I was like, shit, man, yo, this... There's no championship, but at the same time, I was like, yo, the Raptors still champion. So, yeah, we still good, right? It could be potentially back-to-back if you really think about it, if they cancel. Yeah. But, I mean, it's good to see, like, the way they held everything together in the bubble and all that kind of stuff. But in the NFL, if they're bringing, like, people back to the stadium, that's a different situation. Even now, I was watching the college football games, and their stadiums were pretty packed.
I've seen a couple.
Everyone has their mask off.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just like they're yelling everything. And you're close contact. You're yelling. You know that's you're breathing on everyone pretty much.
I don't know. I guess like it's all the rules and regulations are so different state by state, right?
Everyone's new to this. Everyone's still getting affected by it. So honestly, I feel like even like these leagues, they don't even know what to do exactly. It's a trial and error process for them as well. But it's like the players are getting like sick with this.
But I mean, the trial and error should have been like. Accomplished already a long time ago. And almost
before
a year.
I mean, like some people, before they started the league, they should have had the trial error. But like, there's only when it comes to sports like this, you have to just do it and find out what happens. Like, that's pretty much what
the NFL should have like their own bubble, regardless.
Yeah, like the NHL and NBA, right? Yeah, but it's just I don't know, yo. I think an NFL bubble would be a bit too of a.
Crazy, like what each team has like 100 players.
Like, is a lot.
Including
like,
staff.
Including staff. Shit. Like, yeah. It was 100 almost, yeah.
Yeah.
So imagine having...
Staff, equipment managers, coaches.
And imagine, whatever, all those teams in one spot.
Unless they cancel NFL, right? So
that's like a whole band right there. Yeah. That's a lot of people.
Fucking 3,000 people right there.
Jeez. That'd be
imagine
nuts.
Like a whole state just for the NFL guys, yo.
And some teams, they don't even like each other.
You know.
They don't like each other at all. Like
riots, bro.
Like, teams do not like each other. Like, imagine.
Imagine seeing each other in a freaking hotel lobby, football tackle them right away.
Imagine this. Imagine, the Baltimore Ravens, they're trying to get up there right now.
Yeah.
Bro, you're putting Jalen Ramsey in a bubble of NFL players. He gets throwing hands with everyone. That guy has beef with everyone, no?
Oh, my God. It would be a serious situation. That'd be jokes.
They got to be smart with it.
Yeah. I mean, there's only a couple things you could do with it, right? That's, mm-hmm. You can't do too much. Talking about NFL, who do you think's going to win this year? Who's your team to win it in the playoffs? All
right, I got the Super Bowls. My prediction is going to be the Chiefs versus.
What team do you want to do really well this year?
Okay, who do I think's going to win is Seahawks. Who do I want to win? The Ravens.
You think Seahawks going to win?
Yo, they're playing. Yo, Russell Wilson's playing some next
level. I'm sticking with Baltimore.
I don't care. I got my homie, Mahomes.
I love Lamar. Like, this guy's on my computer screen. Yeah. I mean, my laptop and stuff. Like, I really want to see him, you know, win a Super Bowl, get that max million contract and stuff.
Yeah. But
I don't know, man. Like, it's a hard conference.
So for me, I wasn't really too much into football, mm-hmm. but I became a fan. And my first team that I was actually watching, like, properly was the Baltimore Ravens with Ray Lewis, Joe Flacco, all those guys. I started, I'm not going to lie. 2012 is when I became a Baltimore Ravens fan. So since it's like 7 years, I'm just going with Baltimore since then.
All right.
The Ravens been my team. Right. I'm not going to say like, oh, I was Baltimore Ravens from the start. Nah. Legit for me, it started during like 2012, like that playoff season and everything like that. That's when it started for me. I was like, yo, Ray Lewis is a beast. Yo, Joe Flacco's a beast. I was like, yo, Ed Reed, yo, we out here. I was like, yo, that's my team. But yo, still, I think Kansas City, they still have a pretty good, they have a high chance of winning again this year. Their team's still good.
They're just a solid team in general, man. Like,
yeah.
My boy Mahomes is going to do it again.
I feel like the teams are a lot more competitive this year, though. A lot of teams are a lot more competitive.
It's true.
I can see that.
The Bills are playing sick.
Who would have thought Buffalo Bills would be this good right now, man?
That guy Josh Allen.
Who would have thought? I never would have thought the Buffalo Bills would have been this good. I did not think this would happen.
Sick.
It's crazy. Buffalo's doing really well. Now that we're talking about like the final Super Bowl finals and stuff, what do you guys think about the NBA finals? It's actually been really entertaining.
Yeah, like yesterday's game.
Crazy, yo. Jimmy Butler is on a tear. He's tearing it up. He's a beast. He's beasting. He's pretty much carrying this team.
He's getting it all right now. Like
after these injuries, he's carrying everything right now.
His ankle twist,
bro. There's a crazy stat that came out. Something like out of the potential 240 minutes played in the finals so far.
Yeah,
Jimmy's played like 225, or like
this guy played like 47 minutes last game.
And then
stepped off the court.
And then no other person on either team has passed 195 minutes.
It's crazy.
This guy's in a tier of his own.
That's a crazy stat right there. That's crazy.
Bro, but that's what he embodies, right? The whole hustle, work hard type of mentality. And like the man's showing out in the finals.
He's showing. He's pretty much the franchise player for Miami right now. He's that franchise player.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
After the whole Minnesota thing, what happened there, like, he's actually proven to be like, this is my team. I'm here to stay.
Yeah, he's proven a lot of haters and doubters wrong. Like, when they said, especially like when he didn't re-sign with Philadelphia and he left to Miami.
Yeah.
So many people are like, oh, he left a championship contending team to like, a team that won't even make the playoff or like a 8th, 7th seed, you know?
How do you feel about Philadelphia with the Doc Rivers pickup for head coach?
He said, "Call him Glenn now." He said, "There's only one doctor in NFL." Oh, yeah, Dr. J. Yeah, he's like, "Call me Glenn Rivers now."
That's kind of weird, dude.
That was weird, bro.
I don't know if I can say that.
I was like, "What the fuck? His name's Glenn?"
I don't think I can say it. I'm gonna still say Doc Rivers.
Why can't you say Glenn?
Because that's his first name.
Do you know him?
No, I don't know him.
So then,
okay. But that's what they want him to call it.
Dr. Glenn.
I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna be any different. The man had, I mean, he had so much talent back in LA.
He had a lot of talent in LA, yeah, but it just didn't.
The LA Clipper team with what, CP3, he had JJ Redick, DeAndre Jordan, Blake, Jamal Crawford.
That team should have went really far. Yeah, that team should have went far.
That was like my team that I used to play in 2K, man.
Lob City, bro. They should have went far.
That, bro, that team, like, I'm telling you, like, bro, that was my 2K team. Like, having Jamal Crawford coming off the bench, just shooting corner threes, like fadeaways and stuff.
That team should have went far. They actually should have done something really good there. Like, I don't know what happened, yo. I really don't know what happened to that team. They just broke apart. They tried so many times. It just didn't work out.
Even this year, look at the talent that they had. Bro, they had like two starting lineups. Their bench was a potential starting lineup on another team.
Yeah.
They could have ran two squads.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's crazy what's going on in the NBA right now. Bro,
game six tonight.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers are going to close it out.
I think Lakers will take it.
LeBron ain't playing no jokes.
No.
Yeah, he's. I think they're going
to. How do you feel about the whole hate that Danny Green was getting after that shot?
The memes on Instagram?
They had Danny Green's head as Hawkeye from the Avengers. And yes. they're shooting arrows like the target.
The dartboard? Oh, my God. The fucking arrow board had fucking circles around it with arrows, yo.
Bro, Snoop Dogg went off and stuff.
He went off as well.
He
did?
Yeah, he posted a video saying, "Get your shots up, boy."
Same with the game.
Yeah.
The game as well. I mean, like, yo.
He's like, "When LeBron passed you the fucking rock, like, you better hit the fucking shot." He's like, get your bum ass back in the gym shooting. Like, Snoop Dogg went off and shit.
This guy rapped it at him.
The thing is...
But yo, how far is too far? Because apparently his wife's getting death threats and shit.
That's way too far. Yeah. That's way too far.
Like, it's all
look,
over.
I look at basketball games this way. Okay, yeah, it might have been. That was a clutch. It was a wide open shot. He could have. I mean, Danny Green, he's a shooter. He should have got that, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, the fact that you let. I don't know. It's a tough situation. The fact that you let the game go that close. You can't, okay, you were supposed to make the shot. It was a close game. Cool, whatever, right? But if you guys just kept going a little harder, it wouldn't have been that close, right?
And for people that actually watched the game, like, yeah, he bricked the shot, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But, yo, Markieff Morris, he gets the rebound with, what, like 5 seconds?
Exactly.
Has KCP open in the left corner. LeBron runs up, like, what, right side of top of the key. And, like,
he wanted to throw it in.
Yeah, then he just, like, throws a turnover, and no one's talking about that.
He wanted to throw it into AD that was down post.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
like, even a simple entry pass, like a bounce pass to AD, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, a lot of people are, like, talking. Saying, like, oh, LeBron should have just never even passed. He should have just went up, drew contact.
He had two mans on him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He was double teamed.
Yeah,
but he was double teamed. But at the same time, like, yeah, you might have wanted to take that shot, but it wasn't a bad option for a man to be open like that at the top of the key.
It was a sick play. He drew the double team.
Exactly.
He had a shooter
wide at the top, open.
Yeah, someone who's known to be like, you know, clutch and stuff.
Exactly.
Regardless of how he's been playing this finals, but like, I don't see how you can drop a better play.
Even Damian Lillard, I think he said, he's like, it wasn't a bad pass, but like, I would have taken the shot. But I mean, that's Dame. That is Dame time. He's known to make shots, like wild shots like that.
I mean, I don't want to talk shit, but these players that are saying they're going to take shots, I didn't see any of them in the finals.
Mm-mm. You didn't see Dame Lillard take a shot?
No, in the finals. I'm talking about they're not in the finals.
Oh, they're not in the finals. Yeah. Okay. I was about to say, like, yo, Dame's been taking shots. Yo. He's been taking shots like that, yo. Like,
bro,
he destroyed the whole OKC team, yo. They all split after that. Yeah.
No, what I'm trying to say is that, like, you can't criticize the play itself. Like, LeBron knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
What it is, what it is. The shot's not.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful how you talk about Dame Lillard. He's gonna make a diss track, bro. He's gonna come make a diss track.
He'll find where he lives, bro.
That's the end of the podcast, yo. He's gonna diss us. That's it. Game over.
I won't see you next podcast anymore. That's it. Give me a hug after this. That's it. I don't want to see you anymore.
But I feel like LeBron's going to snap today. LeBron and AD, I think AD is going to put up at least 30. Double-double. 30.
AD's questionable, though.
Well, what happened to him?
He rolled his ankle last game.
Nah, I think he's okay. He's okay.
I don't know. They're saying he's probable, and then Dragic is doubtful.
It looked bad, but...
I don't know if Dragic's going to come back, though.
Dragic's not going to come
he's
back.
He's not going to come back.
He's a tear in his foot, yeah.
Yeah. AD, I think he'll play. I think now they're just, like, pissed. They're like, all right, we got to end this right now.
Probably power through it.
Yeah. LeBron is going to snap. Mm-hmm. He's going to snap because I was watching a lot of, like, debates and stuff. Like, they're talking so much shit about him. They're like, even if he wins this... Okay, here's the thing. I have a question. Are you guys tired of this whole MJ, LeBron, like, who's the GOAT debate?
Yeah, super tired.
Like, I'm kind of tired of it.
Bro, ever since he's entered the league, he's always been compared.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always like...
The moment he was coming into the league, they're like, oh, he's like the next MJ. MJ, like, the biggest thing.
The man hasn't even played an NBA game, and he started getting compared. And, like, his whole career, everything he's done
Zion
in his
career... Zion Williamson, look at that way.
Yeah.
He was being compared to as the next LeBron. Yeah. Like, Zion didn't even come to the NBA yet. And he's being compared to that.
I don't know. I feel like...
They give too much hype already.
Kobe, he said, is the best.
Yeah.
You should be able to enjoy one success without diminishing another success.
Exactly.
He said, enjoy MJ's 6, enjoy his 5, and enjoy LBJ's legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he put it...
MJ never like said he was a GOAT.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, it's completely different playing styles, different eras. The era is the biggest debate. Like that kind of like solidifies everything in that debate conversation. It's a completely different era MJ played in. Like you were getting bodied, like, yo, you're getting thrown down, everything. Mm-hmm. Bad boy Pistons were like breaking MJ apart. And like
now
the NBA is a lot softer compared to that.
Yeah, it's softer, but also look at the talent difference. Like you didn't have players that you have in today's game back then. Like you didn't have 7-foot shooters like Porzingis and stuff. Guards like Curry and Dame, and you know, like you didn't have Kevin Durant, like a 7-foot who can dribble and like, you know, just pull up anywhere from after half court. You know,
like I feel the talent
of the game has risen up so much.
Yeah,
and yeah, like the NBA's gotten softer, but like it's just two completely different eras that you can't compare.
I feel like even if the players now went to the era back then, I feel like they would kind of get bodied.
I don't know. But I feel like someone like DeMar DeRozan would fucking kill it back in the 80s, 90s.
If he was trying to go in, he's a mid-range shooter.
He's a mid-range god.
Yeah, so if he goes into the mid-range, you think the bad boy Pistons not going to body him? They're going to break him apart. I'm not going to lie. Yo, they did not care.
Yeah,
they did not care.
That's true.
They're big guys just ready to like drop you down to the ground. That's what it was. But, yo, shout out to the GOATs, man, whoever you are, man. Kobe's the GOAT. You're the GOAT. It's just like, who's your favorite player? That's what it is.
It's pretty much it.
Your favorite player, you like LeBron, you like MJ, you like Kobe. Yeah, man, it's your favorite player. Just keep it how it is. It's just a conversation. That's what it is. It's all it is. It's just a conversation.
Yeah. Just to get someone annoyed.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, you pick your favorite player. Like, you're playing 2K. You're picking your favorite player when you're playing 2K, right? I mean, if I'm playing 2K, I'm gonna pick Kobe. Like that's my guy. I'm gonna pick the Lakers.
Right.
That's what it is. That's what it is, guys.
Did you see the graphics for the 2K for the new gens, like the PS5 and the Xbox?
Yeah, I saw the trailer. I saw the trailer for that.
The graphics are
looking really good. Yo, Zion's like Williams, he was sweating a lot. You can see that. You can see every sweat set
detail
drop.
In that game is pretty.
Yeah, this man was sweating, yo. He was sweating that trailer.
I look like Kevin Garnett. Remember Kevin Garnett would play and he'd just be sweating after the game? Yeah.
Steam's coming off his head and shit. Like he's just steaming, yo.
Yeah, the steam in the game.
Oh man. But yo, the graphics looks crazy.
Yeah.
Look crazy graphics. I mean, I'm still a Team Sony, so I'm gonna go with PS5.
100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never liked Xbox from the beginning. Sorry guys.
Wasn't it just Xbox, like, everyone used to get Xbox for, like, Halo?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, it was Halo.
Really? Halo and Gears? Was it Gears? I don't know.
Gears, PS3 had Gears.
Oh, sure, I might be wrong. Oh, yeah, PS4, PS3 had Gears.
Yeah. But Halo was, like, the Xbox game.
What was the Sony's? PlayStation's? What was their game?
That had to be.
I mean, Call of Duty was on both.
Well, yeah, Call of Duty was on both. I honestly don't know. What about the All-Star game?
Damn, yo, hold on.
Nah. I was right. Gears of War was exclusively for Xbox. There was never a Gears of War game for PlayStation.
Okay, no, but... Hold on. If that's...
You probably played God of Wars.
Oh, maybe.
If that's Xbox, which is that, that's like their staple, yeah. That's their game. What's it called? What would PS5 or PS, like PlayStation be?
Uncharted was an exclusive game for that series. Uncharted,
yeah, 1. Yeah, Uncharted was.
Uncharted. Yeah, those games were. Hold on, what other games? Ratchet and Clank, Uncharted, Final Fantasy, The Last of Us was also.
Final Fantasy was one as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank, that's for sure. Okay, so yeah, okay, that's true. That's one. Oh, was it Spyro?
Spyro.
Yeah. Spyro was another little dragon one. The Spyro, yeah. Shit.
So there's another one.
Is God of War for Xbox 2? Or is that just
even
yeah. Oh, that's just PlayStation. Oh,
God of War is a PlayStation exclusive and Marvel Spider-Man.
Yes. God of War is gonna be the sickest game coming out. Ragnarok is gonna be nuts, yo.
He's sick.
I'm just gonna say I'm gonna be honest, I've never played the game. But I have watched every single cutscene in that entire whole series as if it was a movie.
Yo, you got me on that.
And I'm going to just say it would be the greatest movie ever created if they did that right. They should actually get all that shit together, make a fucking movie, like a 5-6-part movie. You're making fucking guap. I'm telling you, it was going to be sick. Just listen,
please, guys, do it. I'm telling you, guys will make money.
Oh, my God. God of War would be nuts.
That guy killed his own dad. He killed his own dad. All right. Even after he was dead, he brought him back to life. He killed him again.
It would be a really that would actually be. It's a really good series.
God of War killed Zeus.
God of War is. You have to really. Stop exposing the whole game.
I'm just excited.
No, but I think PS5 has a really good lineup of games. Yeah, like they have a really good lineup. I'm PS5 Sony.
So hold on, you said. The next God of War game is Ragnarok,
mm-hmm.
right? I think we had this discussion before.
Oh yeah.
Does that Ragnarok follow in with Thor's Ragnarok?
I don't know. I don't know.
It is part of that Greek god shit.
It is. Yeah. It's all based upon that. I mean, I don't know what the storyline exactly will be, but it is going to revolve around Thor and all that stuff.
Wicked.
Because I mean, there were already some like hints in the last God of War game,
yeah,
where they're showing like hints of what's it called, Thor's like family members and stuff, and the realm that he is in right now, it's all related to Thor, Odin, and all that stuff. So this one is it's definitely gonna revolve around it. Yeah, it will. It's gonna be a really really good game. I'm probably gonna get the PS5 when it comes out,
just for that game,
pretty much. I'm actually going to, that'll be my first God of War game I'm actually going to play. Same. Will be that one. That's what it's going to be.
Which one would you get? The digital one or the disc one?
I'd probably just get the digital.
Digital?
Yeah. I mean, you could add a hard drive to like an external hard drive.
Yeah. Right? But I don't know, like old me would have been like, oh yeah, I'd go for the disc one because it was so convenient going to Walmart or whatever.
Yeah.
Flea market, wherever you get your games from, you just cop the disc and put it in.
Yeah.
But now, like, ever since like the PlayStation Store opened up, like, that's been way more convenient. You just go on the PlayStation Store, download your games.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about your CDs getting scratched up and
the
stuff.
The thing is you gotta buy extra storage.
That's the main thing.
Yeah. Like, you just get.
But yo, actually, no. I think about it. If games are like so, like, if the detail, like all that stuff, the storage is probably super high already for that.
Yeah. But aren't you getting like a terabyte of space now on these new consoles?
I think so.
Yeah, so that's enough space. Like I have what like.
But like, imagine a game is like 400 gigabytes, like or 500 gigabytes.
Nah, bro, it's never like the highest like you're gonna get like is like GTA was like 90. Warzone was a high space game, like it was close to like 100.
Yeah, that should took out a lot.
Yeah, but like other than that, like Like, I have a PS4 right now. I only have, what, like 250 GB. Mm-hmm. Like the first ever PS4 that came out. Like, I got in the first week. And I comfortably, like, I don't have no more CDs. I comfortably have like 4 or 5 games just on storage. And obviously, like, once you download a new game, you're sure you don't have space.
Yeah.
You delete one. But it's not like, oh, you lost that purchase. You just go back to your library and you can always re-download it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it works that way too.
So like, wow, okay. like you have a limit.
That's kind of annoying though. Aren't they going back to re-download the game that you bought?
Yeah, but like, how many games are you actually like? You're not playing like 5, 6 games all at once.
No, I don't care. I'm gonna stick to the discs.
I can do that too.
Yeah. It's easier, man.
But even discs, you gotta download and install the file. You're still taking up space.
The updates, yeah. You still gotta do all that stuff. Yeah.
Like, sure, it's not as much, but it's just like half, pretty much.
Well, it's still an extra half you saved.
It is what it is. But yeah, it's gonna be jokes. It's gonna be pretty sick. Yeah, yo. PS5, Xbox One, right? Yeah, we waiting on it.
Well, that shit looks like a friggin'. That's like a tower.
It's a dubba. Bro,
technology keeps advancing, man.
It's a dubba, yo.
It's crazy.
Oh man,
you were talking about the watch, weren't you?
Oh yeah, there was I was watching a video today about these. It's called Oppo. It's an Apple Watch, not Apple. Oppo.
So it's Apple's Ops.
It looks just like the Apple Watch, but it's actually an Android functioning watch. Would you get that, knowing that it looks just like an Apple Watch
and an Apple shell?
Like Apple shell, everything. It looks, honestly, when you're wearing it, it looks just like an Apple Watch, but it's not an Apple Watch. It's an Android watch.
Would I get it?
Yeah,
I wouldn't, because I have an iPhone.
Okay, so you have an iPhone, so you would get the Apple Watch,
right?
I'd get
the Apple Watch.
For us who we have the Android phones.
Yes.
Would that be something you would ever get?
I don't think so. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Me personally, I would probably get it. Even though it looks like, okay, I'm guaranteeing people would look at me and like, oh, you have the Apple Watch? No, it's Apple. That's going to be a weird conversation.
Say Apple.
It's going to be a weird conversation to explain to them, like, hey, but then, it might look like an Apple watch, but it's on. Apple. It's an Apple Watch.
So you have the Apple Watch on, and be like, oh, someone will think you have an iPhone, but you pull out a fucking Android, right? And be like, how does it link?
Be like, yo, you don't even know. This is some next shit.
I had to redo the software and everything. I opened up the shit.
But I saw the video. It looks just like the Apple Watch. It has all the functions, pretty much Google Play Store, all that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
But it looks like an Apple Watch. That's the only difference. I don't know, I'm just like, yo.
What the fuck? Look at it.
It looks just like it.
That's wild.
It looks exactly like it. The shell of it, everything. Just
even
like,
the fucking icon.
Man said copy and paste.
Legit. It's a copy and paste, pretty much, but it's just for Android. It's not an Apple. It's Oppo.
Oppo.
Oppo Watch. Oppo. It's Oppo. Not Apple. Oppo.
That's so freaky.
Just imagine that. Imagine that.
Bruh. These guys are twins.
Brother from another mother.
But yeah, I probably still would get it though.
You would?
Yeah. I mean, the watch is having all the functions. I'd still get it.
Yo, but isn't Oppo actual like a phone company too?
I think so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. From in China. Yeah.
China, right. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's a new technology, guys.
I want to get it.
Oh, shit.
I want to get it. I'm sorry.
Damn.
That's mad. I get a Samsung watch.
How they got past Apple with selling this?
I don't know, man.
Not great.
You think a lawsuit's coming their way?
That's no. Like
some aftermarket shit, man.
I don't think there'll be a lawsuit coming.
Yeah, so many people make like
replicas
and stuff, right?
It's like the iPhone when they invented that notch. Every fucking phone had it. So it's like a lawsuit on every other phone that had notches.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do. I don't think really they could do anything about it, to be honest. But it just it just looks like an Apple Watch. But it's just for Android.
Gay.
That's what it is, guys. It is what it is, guys. Literally. It is what it is. It is what it is. What it is.
Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Yeah, yo.
What are you guys thankful for?
Thankful for all the viewers for the podcast who are subscribing, who are liking it, who are watching it, who are streaming it. Man, just keep up the support, man. I'm thankful for all you guys right now, yo. No, I'm thankful for you guys too.
I was waiting for that one.
I am thankful for I'm under pressure. Just my life. I'm alive and healthy.
I took my answer. I believe I'd say I'm thankful for life itself. Yeah. Waking up, you know, having get to wake up.
Oh my god.
A new day, enjoy the blessings. But yeah, like, I think Sim put it the best way. Like, honestly, without you guys watching, we wouldn't have a purpose to do this.
We're almost at 100 subscribers, guys. Come on, we're almost there. Let's just keep hitting that subscribe button. Let your friend know, yo. Let your brother, sister know. Let your mom and dad know if they really want to watch this. You know, let them know.
It's so weird how parents are finding us now.
Yeah, just watch the episode. Just be like, yo, make an account.
But yeah, if your parents do watch us, just let them know ahead of time before they have a heart attack of us speaking the way we are.
I'm gonna point at this guy. It's all him.
No, chill.
But yo, just keep subscribing, keep liking it, keep sharing it. Let someone else know so they subscribe to the page, listen to us. Man, we're just doing things out here. Come on, man.
Yo, we should drop censored version just for the parents.
Why you not at the time, and he's like,
unfiltered, raw, true. Notifications.
Oh my god.
Unfiltered, raw. True notifications.
Yeah. Right? All right, yo. Are you guys ready for this? We got the heaters, yo. We got the heaters.
We forgot about the heaters.
All right. Let me go. Heaters. Who I got? Y'all have songs? You have the songs ready?
Yep.
Okay. They were going. Oh, you guys can't think of a heater right now? Is that what's going on?
Nah, that's my boy right here. He's trying some trouble.
Oh,
yeah, top pick, WAP. That's it.
Oh, you're trying to find something right now? Oh,
yeah, just
go to that Billboard chart. Go to the Billboard chart right now. Go to it. All right,
number three. What's going on?
I got Starburst by a friend of the podcast. Name, yo, Starburst right here, yo. This is heat. Yo, we're making we have a Spotify playlist with all the heaters that we're playing, so go check that out. These will all be there. Enjoy, yo. Yeah. Lil mama seat been catching mine, I'm letting it loose. Pheromones travel the air, it's exquisite, I've been at the juice. Hitting it off and bouncing off walls, just call when you want. You loving my friends, I can be a croissant, I'm making you lose your mind.
Wow, love your ego, you so wild. This smile, you ain't felt like this in a while. We dehydrated in your water. You got that aquaponics, bitch. And we turning this bitch to a sauna. Feel like I ran a mile, maybe two in pajamas. A work of art from the Louvre, you're astonished. Impressed me with performance. Sweet strawberry and picking out of the bunch. I'm a fast car, NASCAR, high performance. Straight blooming. She lose it. I'm about to lose it. Two ships, we in the sea now. Tasting sweet now. When you taste it sweet. Starburst.
All right, that was Starburst. Jeez, heat. Let that heat out here, yo.
This guy snapped.
Man, he's out here. A banger. He's doing his thing, yo. Every single track he puts out just gets better and better. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm happy for this guy, man. Just keep killing it, yo. That's all I gotta say. All right, yo. What's your heat, yo? What the heat,
bro? I'm gonna choose a Punjabi track today.
Jeez.
Okay. Put that tracksuit by Diljit featuring Nimrit.
Okay. Where's this at?
Tracksuit.
There we go. We got tracksuit.
Huh.
Suit by Diljit Dosanjh.
Yo, man, Diljit's out here killing it.
Diljit, his new album was fucking fire, man.
He's killing it. He's still out here doing his thing. Mm-hmm. All right, yo, budgie, what's your track, yo?
All right, my track is Princess Cuts by Hedy One.
Okay, he's the one, eh?
Beat by Young T and Bugsy.
Ooh, what?
So the Fuego.
Jeez.
My young boy got a stick like Moses with the Israelites. Telling them up, boys, it's on time. They ain't outside, they stay inside. We can't party if we can't get a tray inside. Keep cocaine white, keep cocaine white. You know what it gets like? I just got a step back in my slides. I got beef that I still don't let slide. Always double C's, I got a Chanel side. Unruly blown trees in the Middle East. Is you from the Philippines or Vietnamese? I don't dance, but I can shake a leg. I want two-step Billie Jeans. I
And every princess cuts for my baby. I don't know why they hit a whole belly. Sipping Louis 13, I'm with a kissy. I made a wish, I got it, and I made a wish list. Bus case was no witness. 100 in on the whole bag, I got a big fish. Shorty, you need a sister.
Yo, I'm in New York, I'm a Christian, praise the Lord. More time in my broad if I ain't on tour. I pack like first class flight, hit them stores. Hand luggage, if I could, I would take this post. Why with my jewels on the everyday thing? My rose gold wrist, this an inspiration. Fresh trying to take away my liberation. They don't like the way I handle situations. She need assistance, I'm far from an assistant. She don't see the vision, I just love her from a distance. She swim quick, she take it off, she tick tick. I'm released off what she say, no, Hedy, you got drip drip. I'm still in the field, it's a picnic. I got my tracksuit covered in a lipstick. Ooh, I made a wish list. I just need a bad beat to do the dishes.
My wrist, I'm going crazy. Can every princess cuss for my baby? I don't know I can hit a whole belly. Sipping Louis 13, I'm with a kid.
Alright, okay.
You know what it is? It's my, that UK man's, that UK rap.
That UK in it?
In it, mate.
UK in it?
UK's really in it, eh?
You lots are sleeping.
Oh, man, shout out to shout out to my family in UK, man. Y'all good out there, man.
Yep.
Shout out to my family in UK. Shout out to my family in India. Yo, shout out to my family in Cali. Yo, everyone in America. Come on, man. Just stay healthy. Stay positive. Keep listening to the podcast. Keep watching the podcast, man. This is the You've Been Notified
Signora
podcast.
Ignore swearing and then just, you know.
Yeah, man.
Don't have a heart attack.
Yeah, we just out here. Just enjoy the podcast, man.
Enjoy.
We out.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Peace.